This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, August 4th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
This really is a T-boy.
But wait, Jack, did you hear the bad news about our avocado arbitrage opportunity?
Our scheme?
Yeah, the scheme. Did you hear about the scheme?
Where we buy avocados in Australia and then sell them for double here in the States for a $1.59 margin?
Yeah, one of the Yetis wrote in, we got a problem with this scheme, but let's just talk about it later. We'll deal with this later.
Melbourne, we have a problem.
We'll deal with it later. Jack, what's our first story?
Molson Coors just told us that Americans want either premium beer or really cheap beer.
Yetis, the last place you want to be in this economy is stuck in the middle with you.
Our second story, Robinhood announced, frankly, a bunch of bad news this week.
So Jack and I are covering Robinhood news for the first time in the T-boy era.
Our third and final story, if you're on vacation at a hotel right now, did you have to pay extra a fee to use the pool?
Yeah, Jack and I have identified a new form of inflation. It's suckflation. It kind of sucks.
I'm sorry, Yetis, but better you hear it from us than from the hotel concierge. But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Just the perfect mix for the new Friday, Jack. I love the mix.
Attention to all the interns, analysts, and summer associates listening.
Besties, if you're approaching the end of your rotational program this summer, Jack and I have an opportunity for
Jump
you.
Jump right over to the C-suite with a brand new corporate role.
The CCO, the Chief Candy Officer.
The Chief Candy Officer.
The CCO.
A Canadian candy company, Candy Funhouse, wants an executive who's got Willy Wonka vibes.
Yeah, they want you to crush candy, not cost.
Here's the CCO role. Consume and review 3,500 pieces of candy per month.
Jack and I did the math. That's 167 candies for you to consume a day.
Sorry, this Junior Mint tastes too junior.
These Kit Kats, they're missing the crunch?
The M on this M&M, I'm telling you, looks like a W to me.
Jack, what is the pay for this Chief Candy Officer role?
You get $78,000 a year. That's in dollars, not donuts.
And can you talk to us about the benefits plan?
Oh, it's got an aggressive dental plan.
But what are the job requirements if we're going to apply?
Well, you must be proficient in chewing, digesting, and enjoying.
Experience with stevia and artificial food covering, that is a plus.
Crappy trick-or-treaters need not apply.
Bonus if you're lactose tolerant.
And as an equal opportunity employer, we offer competitive calories.
If you are interested in applying for the Chief Candy Officer role, you got to do so by August 31st.
Candy Funhouse. Send a resume and send a list of your most recent cavities.
Because you better have a bunch in those molars.
If you're a Yeti, we're happy to provide a referral.
Yes, we will.
We expect a referral fee. I'll make it Snickers.
Let's hit our three stories. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. For our first story, Molson Coors stock just plummeted 10% because your beer habits, they're changing.
Like Moses, we're all parting the beer seas.
regrets.
Oh, what's a decision you regret? Actually, let's not even say that. It's kind of a depressing thing to hit on the pod.
Well, when it comes to beer, the double stout chocolate ale, you never want to order that. Unless you never want to get up again.
You're going to regret that because it's like drinking a food.
Well, Molson Coors made a decision a year ago. It also regrets.
Yeah, they cut a dozen of their cheapest beers. Pour one out for your Ice House Edge.
Goodbye, Miller High Life Light.
And then, Jack, what happened to Molson Coors' sales in the last 3 months?
In the last quarter, sales fell a tad, and the stock dropped 10% because killing off those cheap beer brands was the wrong decision.
Okay, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about these earnings. A new phenomenon is happening with beer buyers.
We're calling it the Great Draft Divide.
Because when you're buying beer, you are going to extremes.
Us U.S. consumers are either buying the cheapest beer or the most expensive option Aisle 6 has to offer.
You're either getting the $12 30-pack of Keystone Light or you're getting the $12 six-pack of the Blue Moon.
Frat juice or premium Belgian white served with an orange wedge.
Jack, can I interest you in the Stella Artois? Or would you like the official beer sponsor of Sig Sig App?
Is it served in a dirty plastic cup?
That happens to be the only glassware we offer.
It's served in a Jello shot. Yeti, sales of Molson Coors high-end beer experienced double-digit sales growth last quarter, like their imported Italian Peroni.
And sales of their cheapest stuff, like your Coors Light and your Miller Lite, that also jumped to an all-time high.
That's why Molson Coors is wishing they had even more of that cheap stuff, those dozen beers like they used to have.
Rest in peace, Milwaukee's best light.
We had a good run.
Well, guess what? Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style and discovered that there's actually a Harvard Business School case study on exactly this phenomenon.
The phenomenon when consumers shift to the extremes of the price spectrum.
The official MBA term for this concept is extremeness seeking.
That'll cost you $100,000, Yetis.
We just saved it for you. It's when the middle options are really unclear. So you say, you know what? I'm just going to choose one of the extremes. That's a whole lot easier.
I want either the best one, the most expensive, or the cheapest one. That's going to save me money.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the beer industry?
Can we talk about the Moses Principle?
Yeah, it is. This isn't a religious podcast, but we are seeing a biblical shift out there.
Yeah, we're not trying to evangelize you here on the T-Boy Pod, but consumers are parting the seas. They're going for the extremes. And the middle brands, they're getting squeezed out.
But here's the shocker. Pale ales aren't the only industry that are experiencing this Moses madness.
Ferrari just announced this week record car sales in the U.S., but you know what? So did Dollar General Store.
Jack and I noticed Delta is selling more first-class seats, but Spirit Airlines is back to record highs as well.
Yetis, despite the stock market decline, the wealthy are still living their best life in America.
And more in the middle are going down market as inflation hurts their wallets.
That's why our spending is getting split. Like Moses parting the seas.
If you don't believe us, just look at your pint glass. For our second story, Robinhood just announced bad earnings, big layoffs, and another regulatory fine.
And it reminds us that price is not a competitive advantage.
Okay, Jack, before we jump into this story, we need to define the relationship. We need the DTR here.
We know what you might be thinking. Didn't you guys work at Robinhood?
Yeah, we actually did. We sold our first company to Robinhood, and then we worked at Robinhood for 3 years.
And isn't this pod still sponsored by Robinhood?
Yeah, you'd be right there too. Jack and I only have Robinhood ads in this podcast in the T-Boy Pod.
But this pod is not a part of Robinhood. We are an independent company with Robinhood as the exclusive sponsor.
And since we're an independent company, we have editorial freedom to cover whatever company, whoever we choose in the T-Boy Pod.
And since we're covering Robinhood's news today, we're going to pause the Robinhood ads in today's episode.
That's our policy. The way we see it, we just don't think it makes sense to hit you with a Robinhood story and then hit you with a Robinhood ad.
So without further ado, let's turn to the news.
Here we go.
Robinhood announced on Tuesday a hat trick of bad things.
Okay, here's the lineup. We got users, revenue, and trading volume all dropped big all last quarter.
Now, it is tough to compare Robinhood's results this year to last year.
It is.
Because do you remember the meme stock trading boom? It was huge for Robinhood.
Even that wild ride GameStop PR debacle, that couldn't stunt Robinhood's rise last year.
But in the year since then, monthly active users trading on Robinhood fell by 34%.
Okay, and then revenues, they fell 44%.
And assets under custody, i.e. like stocks and Robinhood accounts, their value fell by 38% since last year.
Ipso facto, stocks don't always go up and a market downturn has popped the retail trading bubble.
That's the early takeaway. Now, one thing did rise for Robinhood. but it was a legal fine.
Yeah, New York State fined Robinhood's crypto division for not having sufficient anti-money laundering programs and other violations.
Add all that up, and here's actually the most painful news for Robinhood of all.
Robinhood CEO announced yesterday that 23% of workers are getting laid off.
Now, despite that hat trick of bad things, Robinhood stock actually rose yesterday as a result.
Yeah, it's one of these shocking things that just kind of like happens with bad news, but stocks popping.
It looks like Wall Street was focused on the layoffs and figures that paying fewer workers will hopefully improve the profitability situation at Robinhood.
But overall, Robinhood stock has fallen 70% since its IPO exactly a year ago.
It's been a painful decline. We've watched it the whole way because we own the stock.
This is Nick. This is Jack. We still own the stock. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Robinhood?
Price is not a competitive advantage.
Yetis, 9 years ago, Robinhood took the investing world by storm with no fee investing. It was, aka, free investing.
But now, just about every brokerage and even some crypto brokers have dropped fees as well.
The lowest price, that was a short-term advantage for Robinhood, giving it millions of users and a whole bunch of momentum.
But now, Robinhood's lowest price is the same price as everyone else.
Yeah, so for long-term success, Robinhood needs a new competitive advantage.
New products, a brand people love, or superior user experience. Those are all candidates.
Because price is not a long-term competitive advantage. For our third and final story, hotels are charging more than ever for your revenge travel, but they're also seeing more complaints.
That's why we have to introduce you to Suckflation.
But Jack, can we talk about the pivot back to experiences? It's back, baby.
Millennials are done buying stuff, hoarding style, pandemic style. We want to do stuff again.
Cue the Marriott Hotels earnings report, Jack.
Yetis, Marriott International, publicly traded corporation, has 1.5 million hotel rooms. And they want to book them all.
Yeah, well, guess what? Occupancy at Marriott, it tripled compared to last year, and revenues doubled for the hotel chain.
It's revenge travel. And the CEO of Marriott says there's no signs of a slowdown in global lodging demand.
You're not just hitting Mallorca. You're upgrading to the ocean view and then tearing through the minibar.
Now, a key reason for the revenue surge at hotels, it's a surprise you get at the end of your trip.
Okay, Jack, the Santa Monica proper hotel, our favorite hotel in Los Angeles.
Peloton, right?
I use the Peloton. I always use the Peloton there. Except here's the funny thing. Like, love the design, very earthy tone.
Yeah.
But then they charged us a fee for using a gym at the end of the stay.
What?
Yeah.
A gym fee?
Just wanted to use the gym. Thought it was included. Apparently it wasn't.
Yetis, there are brand new resort fees like that. Hitting your lounge chair like a falling coconut. Like,
don't even ask about the towels. For example, Jack, what's going on at the Bellagio over in Vegas?
The Bellagio in Vegas is charging you $200 to use the pool.
Yeah, you can like put your body in the water for free, but put your body in the lounge chair?
The lounge chair is going to cost you $200 if you want to sit down.
All right, Jack, let's pop on over to the Sheraton over in Waikiki on Honolulu, Hawaii.
Now, of course, there's a fee if you want to get your car valet parked.
Naturally.
But you're also going to experience a fee when you self-park in the big parking lot that the hotel has.
Jack, are we talking about fee-tail? Is this becoming a feocracy?
This is fee-tail. We're being charged for stuff that should obviously be included free of charge.
Yetis, here's the wildest part. It's not just the fees that are adding up. It's the hotel complaints that are adding up too.
Sheets aren't getting made for like a couple days. There's no towel refresh.
And you're like, hey, this daiquiri, I ordered a new daiquiri like 45 minutes ago. Where's the daiquiri?
The reason complaints are up is because of this. 97% of hotels in this country are experiencing a staffing shortage.
There are literally just not enough pool boys to get you that virgin daiquiri refill.
Make your own bed.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for all of us who are just trying to have a relaxing vacation right now?
The CDC has identified a new variant of inflation. It's called Suckflation.
Suckflation. Yetis, the average daily hotel rate, it's up 17%.
So we're paying more for hotels.
And all those fees we just mentioned, they're new fees.
So we're paying way more for hotels.
But this worker shortage due to COVID sickness, vacations, struggle to hire, it means we're getting less.
So we're paying way more, but getting less. That is Suckflation.
And get this, traveler satisfaction, it just had its biggest drop in years because it all sucks.
As the Wall Street Journal sums it up, hotels cost more. But don't expect any better service.
So hotels, they're charging us higher prices, but for a worse quality product.
It's not just inflation. It's the first ever Suckflation.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Molson Coors wishes they could resurrect the cheap beer brands that they killed off.
Because like Moses, we're parting the beer seas.
For our second story, Robinhood announced poor earnings, layoffs, and another fine.
Price isn't a long-term competitive advantage.
Our third and final story is Marriott Hotels. Their occupancy tripled and their revenues per room doubled.
But those hotels, they're also a prime example of consumer suckflation.
We're all experiencing it together. It sucks.
I really wanted that daiquiri
11 minutes ago.
Now time for the best fact yet, which we just got from Mark Golden in Southern California. Honestly, it kind of bummed us out.
All right. The avocado arbitrage business that Nick and I schemed up earlier this week.
Like literally have the tickets on the Qantas flight ready to book, Jack.
Well, since avocados are so cheap in Australia, we can fly there, buy them, bring them back to the US and sell them at a huge profit.
Okay. But Mark just updated us that like legally we can't do that. Please don't tell TSA.
Apparently, you're not allowed to sell Australian avocados in the United States.
Now, the legal reason is due to phytosanitary restrictions like bugs and diseases, we can't bring avocados from Australia to the United States.
Now, this is kind of like, of course, because like the avocado companies would have done that if they could, right?
It also, Jack, means you and I have got to sell a whole bunch of avocados really quickly.
Or have a lot of avocado toasts. Or start selling guac for not extra.
Yetis, you look fantastic today. And if you want to help grow this pod, one thing you can do is you can drop down, rate, and review us and follow the pod. Like, follow us every day.
And buy our avocado toast, please.
Get us out of this hole. We could use it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Before we go, happy birthday to Andrea from Palermo, Sicily, who is celebrating that birthday by swimming across Lake Tahoe.
I hope it's the skinny part of Lake Tahoe.
It's a 6-hour swim, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
I had my honeymoon there.
And congratulations to Anthony, who's playing golf in Pinehurst in his first ever U.S. Kids Golf National Championship.
And congrats to Andrea Simonofsky, who's graduating from Penn Law School and... it's her birthday.
And Linda Cruz is celebrating her birthday with her daughter, Aria, at the proper hotel in Santa Monica. It's the best hotel in LA. It's a great hotel.
If you want to use the gym, wait for someone to prop the door open.
And Hunter Daniels whipping up some sourdough starter for his birthday over in Maryland.
And happy birthday to Carl Nelson from Bernie, Texas.
And Garrison Whitaker, happy birthday in American Fork, Utah.
And congrats to Dilette Kemper, who's celebrating her first birthday of their podcast, Tea Over Interiors. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Peloton and Robinhood. Hey.
Hyundai, 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 Hyundai. Come on down.
Come on down to Roundtree Ford. Nobody does it better.
We're gonna get you a deal. We got a deal. We gotta get him, Jack.
My deals are so good. My wife's divorced me.
My deals are so good. The deals are doing their own deals.
My deals are so good. I just declared personal bankruptcy. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.